This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here as we launch into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So net neutrality has been, it was like, I guess, two or three years ago now where it was really a hot issue. It didn't seem like it was more than 4 years. I think it was in the second Barack Obama term, wasn't it, net neutrality? I feel like it was,
yeah,
but
maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, it was a big deal, and the FCC and the federal government moved ahead with this net neutrality thing. And the idea, as I understand net neutrality, is that the government is forcing internet service providers to provide sort of equal internet service to everybody, to not prioritize certain packets over others, certain services over others, based on those services being willing to pay. So the supposedly scary example for, you know, why net neutrality was supposedly needed was that some companies might pay internet service providers to give them priority access to their customers, as far as to make sure that their packets get delivered before any other packets, if there's, you know, congestion or whatever, which could result in maybe slowing down their competitors.
Right.
Or, you know, and so giving, you know, YouTube might pay Comcast to give them special level of service to make sure that everybody can watch the YouTube videos, or Netflix, or
right,
whoever. And I, you know, they put these rules into effect that make it so that can't happen. And I don't think that it was necessary. And apparently you found somebody, Johnson, who might agree with us on this one, because on Free Talk Live we opposed net neutrality,
yep,
even when it was unpopular to do so.
Yep. And this is Josh Stamel over at Forbes magazine.
Okay.
So I found that as interesting. Am I the only techie against net neutrality? If you watch the news, it seems just about everyone is in favor of net neutrality legislation, despite being a tech-addicted entrepreneur.
And before you go on, is this a fresh story, or is this from back in 2015, or this was real hot?
This is a little older. This is this is from 2014, actually.
Okay, so that's, yeah, it sounds about like the time frame when this was really a hot issue. And it's going to be again as they try to roll back the net neutrality rules, is what they're supposed to be doing under the Trump administration. And if they actually do it, then that will be something that they can claim they got right.
Yep. This is something that was, like, I think, reposted recently on Reddit. And, like,
because it's relevant.
Yeah,
again.
Because it's relevant.
Okay.
If you watch the news, it seems not everyone is in favor. It seems just about everyone is in favor of net neutrality legislation. Despite being a tech-addicted entrepreneur, I am not. No, I am not a paid shill for the cable industry. I am no fan of Comcast or any other ISP I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with. I'm skeptical of large corporations generally and dislike the fact that in this debate, I appear to be on their side.
Mm.
While I have no problem with net neutrality as a principle or concept, I have a serious concern about net neutrality as legislation or public policy. And
right,
since a false dichotomy is being perpetuated by the media in regards to this matter, I feel an obligation to put forth a third point of view. In taking this stand, I realize that I may be the only techie, if I can aspire to that label, opposed to net neutrality, and that I open myself to accusations of killing the dreams of young entrepreneurs, wrecking free speech, and destroying the internet. Nevertheless, here are three reasons I'm against the net neutrality legislation.
Okay.
I want more competition. Proponents of net neutrality say the telecoms have too much power. I agree. Everyone seems to agree that monopolies are bad and competition is good. And just like you, I would like to see more competition. But if monopolies are bad, why should we trust the U.S. government, the largest, most powerful monopoly in the world?
This guy must be a libertarian.
Yeah. We're talking about the same organization that spent an amount equal to Facebook's first 6 years of operating costs to build a healthcare website that doesn't work. The same organization that can't keep the country's bridges from falling down, and the same organization that spends 320 times what private industries spend to send a rocket into space.
Mm.
Think of an industry that has major problems. Public schools, healthcare, how about higher education? Student loans, housing, banking, physical infrastructure, immigration, the space program, the military, the police, or post office. What do these industries and or organizations all have in common? They're all heavily regulated or controlled by the government.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we see that where deregulation has occurred, innovation has bloomed, such as with telephony services. Do you think we'd all be walking around with smartphones today if the government still ran the phone system?
Oh, God. If there was just one company. Like,
or a monopoly,
what was it?
Like it was with Bell.
Bell. Bell, yeah.
Right. You know, when everyone had those all the same shape, awful Bakelite telephones.
Mm.
The U.S. government has shown time after time that it is ineffective at managing much of anything. This is by design. The founders intentionally created a government that was slow, inefficient, and plagued
by
gridlock.
No, that's where he's wrong.
Yeah.
The government's always that way. It doesn't matter what their creation process was or what the rules were that were set down.
Yeah,
you can't just
foreign governments are the same way.
Yeah, you can't just write it down that our government will be the most efficient government of all governments. No, it's not going to work that way.
Parasites are never efficient. I mean,
monopolies are never efficient.
Monopolies.
And kudos to him for acknowledging that the government is a monopoly. I mean, most people, they understand that monopolies are bad. They were taught that in school, but they never think that they never think for a moment that the government is not only a monopoly, but also a corporation.
Right. Exactly. So they say that, you know, he's still claiming that the founding fathers intentionally did this. Because they knew that the greatest danger to individual freedom came from a government that could move quickly, too quickly for the people to react in time to protect themselves. If we value our freedom, and to a certain extent he's a little right, there's the checks and balances, and there are some things that were put in place in the United States government intentionally to make it move slow. Now, naturally, it's incompetent, but there were things put in place to help that along.
And I get what you're saying there.
If we value our freedom, we need government to be slow. But if government is slow...
They wanted it to be deliberative as far as what it was doing.
Exactly. But if government is slow, we shouldn't rely on it to provide us with products and services we want in a timely manner and at a high level of quality.
Like internet service.
The telecoms may be bad, but everything that makes them bad is what the government is by definition. Can we put bad and worse together and end up with better?
Well, right, and maybe he touches on this, but the reason why the telecoms are so bad is because the government regulates them to death and keeps businesses out from competing. The reason why when I drive from Keene to, and this isn't just the federal government I'm talking about, I'm saying governments, so state, local, federal. The reason why when I drive from Keene to Concord, New Hampshire, there's a 20-minute dead zone is because it's not because, you know, Verizon or AT&T or U.S. Cellular don't want to be in wherever Spofford or whatever town it is that doesn't have... It's because the town governments there don't
want
to let them...
They don't want a telephone tower.
They don't want an antenna. They don't want a tower.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened here in Keene on the hill a few years ago. Verizon wanted to build a tower on the hill that's on the east side of town here where there's already a tower. There's already one tower there for Time Warner with, you know, all kinds of antennas on it. And Verizon was like, well, we'd like to build another tower. And these people in the town, these provincial people, or whatever you want to call them, like, well, we don't want another tower on that hill. It's going to ruin our view. Well, you already have one tower. What's another tower? What's the difference?
Right.
And so ultimately, the people who were complaining were the ones who were successful. They swayed the city council to prohibit Verizon from building a tower. Luckily, they got some space on the Time Warner Tower, so we still got 4G in Keene, but it wasn't because of the Keene city government. It was in spite of it.
Right.
Well, I wonder if these people complaining about, you know, their view being disrupted by a tower. I wonder what they're paying a year in view tax on their property, because if you got to pay a view tax and your view is going to be ruined by a tower, I could see where some of these yuppies would be pretty upset about
it. It's not a great view looking at a, you know, this hill.
Are you arguing for a tax rate now? I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
No, I'm just saying that these guys are paying a tax, a view tax, so they want their view to be pristine and pretty, because no matter what the view is, they have to pay the tax, or men with guns will show up.
Right. Well, I don't like how much the power the telecoms have, but the reason they're big and powerful isn't because there's a lack of government regulation, but because of it.
Okay, good. He is getting into it. Okay, good.
Government regulations are written by large corporate interests which collude with officials in government. The image of government being full of people on a mission to protect the little guy from the predatory corporate behemoths is an illusion.
BS. Yeah, it's total BS. Hold that thought. Okay. Let's continue here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Comment on net neutrality if you like.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also get behind the fundraiser that we've been operating on behalf of basically an orphanage that's being built in Jinja, Uganda. There are a bunch of kids, like 40-something kids, that have been essentially living in a, I don't know if you want to call it a hut, but it's not a particularly good living circumstance, laying on the floor next to one another. They're building a full-on two-story orphanage, and Mark's been heading this up. He's been giving constant updates about this on the air. You can go to hope.freetalklive.com to see some of the pictures, learn more about what's going on there, and you can donate and have your donation not just matched, but double matched. So you donate $10, it turns into $30. So it's pretty awesome, a great deal, and thanks to getcell411.com, that's cell411, and also jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Those companies are the ones doing the double matching. So head on over to hope.freetalklive.com, and you can contribute there to the orphanage that's being built in Uganda, basically because of Free Talk Live listeners. So head on over to hope.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about net neutrality. Mm-hmm. And, Johnson, you're in the middle of a really good piece by a gentleman.
Josh Stimel, I think his name is.
A gentleman over at Forbes.
Right.
Who you were just reading to us during the break, that he lives in Hong Kong.
Right.
And he really seems to know his stuff when it comes to what government really is, which, mm-hmm. as he points out, is a monopoly. And the idea that people would trust this violent monopoly known as the state to deliver them good internet service,
right,
is insane. And he's just now getting into why the telcos are so bad, because a lot of people will acknowledge they've had bad experiences with their cell phone companies, their home phone companies, right, that these companies,
cable companies.
They're not known for being quick. That, you know, oh yeah, we'll be at your house between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Just hang out there all day because we know you don't have anything better to do with your life. You know, that kind of crap. And it's because there's not much competition, because the government keeps competition out of their markets.
He says, I don't like how much power the telecoms have, but the reason they're big and powerful isn't because there is a lack of government regulation, but because of it. Government regulations, yep, are written by large corporate interests, which collude with officials in government. The image of government being full of people on a mission to protect the little guy from predatory corporate behemoths is an illusion.
That's what they want you to believe.
Yep, it's fostered by politicians and corporate interests alike. Many, if not most, of government regulations are the product of crony capitalism designed to prevent small entrepreneurs from becoming real threats to large corporations.
I mean, because why are they going to listen to you? I mean, you and your buddies who signed a petition, why are they going to care what you think when somebody from that telco is coming in with a $100,000 check, you know, taking the politicians, right, out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or whatever, you know, wherever it is they're wining and dining them, and, you know, giving them free cruises and whoever knows what else kind of bribery that they're doing to maintain the favorable status that they have.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is when they put a niece on the payroll for consulting or something. You know, the niece,
right,
of a representative. John Kerry's niece works for this construction company, you know, big dig, blah, blah, blah.
Was it a nepotism there?
Oh, yeah.
Right, sure.
Well, if net neutrality comes to pass, how can we trust it will not be written in a way that will make it harder for new companies to offer internet services?
Indeed.
Ah,
almost guaranteed to.
If anything, we're likely to end up with even more beholden to the large telecoms than before. Of course, at this point, the politicians will tell us that if they hadn't stepped in, that things would be even worse.
Were things bad before net neutrality? I didn't have a problem accessing any website, you know, unless their server was down.
Right. But, of course, what the politicians will say is if they create all these laws that make things bad, that, well, if we hadn't made these laws, things would be so much worse.
Right.
Because that's what they do. They cause problems, and then they use those problems to generate fear, mm-hmm. to support their own position that they created. They created the problems, but then they use the fear to say that, well, we're protecting you from all this stuff. No, you're causing the problems in the first place.
The problem, as I see it, is if I live in a certain geographical area, I can't get Time Warner if Comcast has a deal for high speed internet, or I can't get like what like Fairpoint or some of these other ones.
Right. In most areas, it's true, as I understand it, that the government keeps out competition from the cable and telephone markets. But I'll tell you what they told me here, because I actually confronted the city manager about this at one point in the past here in Keene, and I was told that there is no restriction in Keene that if somebody else wanted to come in and set up a cable company, they could, so long as they, you know, pay whatever the franchise fee is. So there is the government regulation still. So there's still, you know, you still have to come to a deal with the city to get space on the, you know, the lines, or you're going to put your lines up on the telephone poles. But what the explanation was that Keene's just such a small market. There's only 10,000 households or whatever. There's only 20-something thousand people living here. There's, you know, only 10,000 places that actually could receive service from Time Warner, which is now actually a company called Spectrum. They
he actually mentioned Time Warner, and I was about to say the exact same thing about it.
But the point being that the claim is that nobody else would want to come in because it would be cost prohibitive to set up, you know, whatever kind of structure that they would need to run the lines, to set up a head end, which is the place where the satellite dishes are that take down the signals from the sky and then broadcast it out to the cable system, that to install all of that would probably cost millions of dollars. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to take away half of Time Warner's business and have 3,000 subscribers? Because Time Warner's been falling off on their subscriber counts. If you actually pull the numbers, you can find that they used to have more, just like the newspaper used to have more subscribers, and now they're down pretty significantly. Well, so it's down to like 7,000 subscribers from what I understand.
Where are they going to for internet?
Well, okay, I'm talking about cable television. I'm sorry, right. I was talking about cable television service. I don't know what the internet numbers are, but nonetheless, the point being, it's pretty expensive to do that rollout for a potential, 5,000 people? 5,000 accounts? And so that might be the reason why there's not competition in that.
Anyone I've ever talked to who is in Colorado, Massachusetts, New York, their high-speed internet, they only got one choice everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, that's true most in most places.
Is there anywhere I can choose between a couple different competing, you know, like a huge market is Denver, Colorado, and I know a certain part of Denver is only Comcast, and another part of Denver there's only Time Warner. And like even my girlfriend, she's got a Comcast, and she's so upset with them and has so many problems with her home internet.
There's nothing else she can do about it.
And they're like billing her wrong and this, that, and the other thing, and she's been on the phone with these people 10, 12 times. They tell her she has to go down to like the Comcast whatever center.
The office.
The office, and it's like it's just been a real pain in the butt. And she's like, you know what? I'm not even gonna do it. I'm just gonna get unlimited data on my phone, and I'm just going to use my phone. And so she's like testing her phone a little bit right now.
Those days are going to get real interesting real soon once 5G starts getting rolled out everywhere.
5G's coming?
5G is 1,000 times faster than current speeds. So it will definitely be competitive with landline or, you know.
All right, straight talk. Let's roll it out. Come on now.
Well, and that would be a good way to get around Comcast in these, you know,
well, there is DSL, so here in Keene, we do have the choice between DSL, which you can't get any faster than like 15 megabits a second or 20 or whatever, and then you have to have like a bonded DSL where you're taking...
The fiber lines here aren't horribly...
That's true. There is government-subsidized fiber available as well. So we do actually have, amazingly, a few choices in the Keene area, but you're right. You know, as far as cable providers, there's generally only one per area. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us right here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Johnson.
We're getting into net neutrality here, thanks to a really, really principled article at Forbes magazine. We've had some good content from Forbes in the past here on Free Talk Live. Whoever it is they hired to do this article, Mr. Steimel, Justin Steimel, I think.
Josh Steimel. I don't know. S-T-E-I-M-L-E. Weird spelling. Could be Steimel, could be Steimel.
Well, if it was S-T-E-I-N, it would be Stein, right?
Right.
So Steimel seems like a decent guess. We're going to get back into it because there's more. He's going through like 3 points on net neutrality, why he's opposed to net neutrality. Were we on number two? I forget which.
I think we're still on number one.
All right, we're good. Well, there's more to this, and it's really a nice piece. We'll continue it here in moments. We've been digging in deep as we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. First up, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to be adding into our net neutrality conversation, given that I don't know if you've ever been on the internet.
We need road neutrality.
You know what? All this computer stuff, I never really bothered with it. I do not know what you're talking about, but I do want to bring up that last year 1.2 million people around the world, worldwide, were killed by automobiles.
So should we ban automobiles?
1.2 million worldwide, huh?
Yes.
Where'd you get that statistic from?
Well, I was actually listening to Money Talk, and there was a guest, and he was talking about automated cars for some reason. I guess it was related to money issue that, like you're saying, that all these automations are taking away people's jobs. So I think he was talking about that, and also said that he also mentioned it was 1.2 million people. And so more people were killed by cars than any other reason. So in other words, we had that Syrian war. How many people were killed in that Syrian war? 30, 40, 50,000? Well, you know, combined, like I said, automobiles killed 1.2 million people.
She's right. According to the statistics, worldwide auto deaths search on Google, Google responds that nearly 1.3 million people die in road crashes each year, an average of 3,287 people per day. But so you're saying that that's even more than people who die from, like, heart attacks or people who die
from war?
Well, war in one area.
Well, that's what I said. Talk about the police shooting, you know, but that's not like a minuscule for everyone that got killed by a police shooting. Like 1,000 people were killed by cars worldwide.
According to the CDC, so you're wrong about something here. According to the CDC, smoking is the leading cause of preventable death. Worldwide tobacco use causes nearly 6 million deaths per year. So that's quite a few more people dying because of tobacco than car crashes.
Well, if you're familiar, Sarah doesn't like smoking anyway, so, you know.
But if you back up with Sarah...
Talking about is a quick death. You know, the smoking, you're right, it's a slow death. I think they're compiling...
All right, nice backtrack there, Sarah. All right, Jay, what were you trying to sneak
in
there?
She had said something about, 30 or 40,000 people died in Syria, you know, of this bombing. How many people died in automobile accidents in Syria, you know, the year before or in the past decade?
Probably
know?
Not that many.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great point.
And, you know, war is concentrated to just one area where bombs are being dropped, not really all over the world.
So cars are deadlier than firearms, which is also a quick death, so we should ban all cars.
And
regulate the cars.
Well, that's Sarah's solution is normally automation, right, Sarah? That's what you want to do?
Really?
Well, you know what? You know, I was surprised that the Money Talk were talking about automated cars. That's why I was listening. It's like, what still am I listening to?
Why were you surprised about that? There's plenty of money in automated cars.
Well, the whole point...
I know you don't understand how to make money because you've never had a job in your life, but...
Well, have you ever had a job, Sarah?
Well, actually, you guys have always kicked me around. I think I did have a couple of jobs before I
thinks.
Up and wind up in a mental hospital. But see, you guys never been in the mental hospital, so you don't know what...
Actually, I have been in a mental hospital, as a matter of fact. I was in the crazy ward at the hospital here in Keene after I went insane after staying up too late or too long for days in a row. Ended up in the crazy ward.
Mental hospital? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
10 years homeless, like I have.
No, no,
well,
no,
then,
absolutely not.
You know, why do you compare me to yourself? You know,
I wasn't comparing me to you. I was just saying
that
I've been to a mental ward. You said that we hadn't. I was pointing out that I had. So you jumped to a conclusion.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, I think that's great. You're not in a mental hospital anymore. That's a wonderful step forward. And you know, hopefully you can just keep on moving along and, you know, not
She's
go back
not moving
to...
anywhere. She's just sitting in that Section 8 housing calling radio shows all day. So you say you think that you had a job. What do you think that your job was?
Well, you know what? I was secretary and I was a nursing assistant
for
a while until I turned 18. And then I winded up in a mental hospital.
Can you be a nursing assistant before you turn 18?
Well, you know what? They let you work when you're a teenager, when you're 16. I was just working three days a week or something. You know?
You know, Sarah's vastly more qualified to work. I used to work doing customer service for telephone lines, you know, like doing, you know,
call. Worked for a telco, huh?
Not for a telco, but for marketing, you know, doing inbound marketing for you know, for answering, you know, like, sales, basically,
yeah.
For...
Whatnot. Telemarketing is what they call
telemarketing.
It.
Telemarketing, yeah. I couldn't think of the word. It wasn't coming to me. But telemarketing, yeah. But it was inbound telemarketing, not outbound.
Right.
So I did inbound telemarketing. Inbound or to outbound telemarketing. Let me tell you, Sarah is vastly more qualified than more than 50% of the coworkers who I was working with when
I was
doing
that. Well, that's interesting because Sarah likes to claim she can't work due to her bipolar syndrome.
Yeah, well, I don't know why, but, you know, essentially, you could easily, if you were to work in that industry.
Are you guys social security? Do I have to air out my whole life problems onto the entire airwaves? Are you my psychiatrist?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, Sarah, but you called in and people are interested in knowing more about you. You know, what is the life of Sarah, this lady that is so obsessed with calling talk radio that she calls all these shows, but she doesn't actually listen to the shows that she calls. So, yeah, we like to have a little bit of fun with you.
And really, really, really cares about the roads.
Well, the thing about it is that I happen to be afraid of cars. You guys are not. If you get into a T-bone or somebody hits you...
Well, that's the nice thing about telemarketing.
You know, you can work from home. Yeah. I did, in fact.
Right. All you need is a phone line, and you can get all kinds of work, Sarah. You could do phone sex, too, if you wanted to.
And actually, you know, you have a phone line already. You're already all set to go telemarketer or phone sex. I know some people that have done that. I've had some customers.
There's no shame in it.
And they talked to me about it. They had fun with it, and they made money. Yeah, there's a lot you can do.
If you wanted to, but you use your disability as an excuse to do nothing, right, Sarah?
Well, what am I doing now? I'm doing something.
Okay, there you go. There you can actually do something. So you could do something if you wanted.
Not doing anything when I call and bring up, auto brakes, sensor brakes, kangaroos getting
hit by. She's an activist.
She is an activist. Paid for by our tax dollars. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah.
My job is going to be pushing the automated cars. You tell me, who's going to bring up 1.3 million people got killed by cars last year worldwide? Who's going to talk about that?
Without you, maybe no one. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Maybe the automated car salesman will be talking about it. Or the automated car lobbyist wanting to say the Department of Transportation mandates that 1% of the automobiles must be autonomous, and then in 20 years, 8% will have to be automated. Oh, now 50% have to be automated. You know, they'll kind of the same way they make corn, you know, worth little something. Let's make sure 10% of the gasoline sold contains ethanol American corn.
It's a waste of energy to even do that.
Total.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the latest from Sarah. She is calling from her home, which is paid for by your tax dollars, through Section 8 housing, where she believes she can't work.
So she can do what she believes is her job, calling about the roads.
And also,
who else would do it?
And she's been calling about the moon, where she believes people live, and there are cities.
Okay.
You didn't hear those calls, but that's her new
thing. Where the only cars on the moon are the automated ones, the rovers.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. More on net neutrality still to come. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in UFO. Ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. You can talk about anything that's on your mind, although we have been discussing for the last hour or so net neutrality, and we'll get back into that coming up here. You can also share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. And if you've been, you know, wondering when a good time to be to get some Dash would be, it's probably right now because the altcoins, including Dash and Ether and a bunch of them, are down big time when relating to U.S. dollars.
And after August 1st, they could be up big time, potentially.
They could
be. Who knows?
We don't know what's going to happen on August 1st. Could be nothing, really. Could be Bitcoin splits into two, three, four different Bitcoins. There's a big potential for change coming up within the next few weeks, and we're going to keep you apprised of all of that as it develops here on Free Talk Live. It's probably one of the most important. These next couple months are probably the most important in Bitcoin's recent history.
How wise, Satoshi Nakamoto.
So I've been in Manchester all weekend, which is a lot of, you know, crypto stuff going on around there, and I've been kind of bugging people, you know, around, you know, the community. Hey, I want to buy some $500 in Ether, you know, cash. You know, I don't do exchanges. I don't, you know, have a bank account or any of that stuff. And that nobody's interested in selling any Ether, and so I asked some other guys who wanted to sell some Dash. They're like, no, not right now. I'm not selling any Dash.
Huh.
All my crypto, either earn it or I just buy it for somebody from cash.
Right.
And so it's got to be worth more than the market value if people aren't willing to sell it.
If they're not selling it.
That's the only way I can look at it.
Well, I can tell you this, Jay, that hopefully soon, we're working on it behind the scenes. There's still some pieces that need to get put together. But hopefully we're going to be able to roll out Dash on the Manchester Bitcoin vending machine. So
cool.
We'll hopefully be the Manchester crypto vending machine very soon. There is Steve Zeiler out on the Portsmouth area on the coastline. He does have altcoins available at his vending machine. So he's got Dash,
cool.
He's got Litecoin, and I think Ether, maybe one more. But, yeah, he's really expanded out over there.
Every week I've been buying a few different cryptos, spending some money that I earn. I spend a portion of it on cryptos. Seeing I don't pay
That's a smart
idea.
I don't
pay income tax, so I take what the average slave pays in income tax and
put it into crypto.
And I put about double of it into crypto every week. So
it's a great plan.
And the other thing on... Oh, I forgot. Never mind.
That's all right. We'll come back to it. We're going to get back into crypto anyway because I know that's what you want to talk about tonight. But still on the tech side of things, net neutrality, we were discussing...
Crypto isn't on the tech side of things.
Well, no, right. We're still on the tech side of things here. We're going to basically be doing that for the rest of the show. Of course, you can call in about anything you want. But net neutrality, the idea that the government should force all companies to treat all packets on the internet equally, is something that is possibly going to be rolled back if Donald Trump and his FCC chairman gets their way, which it seems like they will, because the Republicans are now in charge of the FCC. And I'm no fan of Trump, by no means, but every now and then a broken clock will strike right, and this could be a good move. So you're sharing with us, Johnson, a piece written back in 2014 by a tech guy at Forbes saying, am I the only one who's against net neutrality?
Right. Who isn't, who's also clear that he's not a shill for the... the telecoms.
Right.
He's not
in favor of these big corporations. And he's pointing out here in the story that the reason why the telcos are so bad is because they're government regulated and controlled, and the marketplace is restricted, and it's very difficult for somebody to come in and compete with them.
And he says he's for this for three reasons, and we're still in the first reason. We're just finishing up the first reason.
Can you recap what that first reason was?
The first reason was that he wants more competition.
Yes.
And so, to cap off that first reason, he says, if the telecoms are forced to compete in a truly free market, Comcast and Time Warner won't exist 10 years from now. And I was kind of chuckling because you brought up Time Warner before
not
existing. It's now Spectrum.
And Spectrum, by the way, in my opinion, is doing a better job.
Yeah. He says they'll be replaced by options that give us better service at a lower price. Some of these new options may depend on being able to take advantage of the very freedom to charge more for certain types of internet traffic that net neutrality seeks to eliminate. If we want to break up the large telecoms through increased competition, we need to eliminate regulations that act as barriers to entry in the space rather than to create more of them.
Did you hear the name of the company that's buying Fairpoint?
No.
So for those that don't know, Fairpoint is a New England regional telco. They're the ones who provide the phone lines and the DSLs here in the Keene area.
And send an annoying amount of marketing email.
And basically, I don't get those, but all of the in all of New Hampshire, Fairpoint is the provider for phone communications and DSL. They're being swallowed up by a company that's called the most boring sounding corporate name for a communications company, Consolidated Communications. That's who they are. I've never heard of them before, but they're like the number nine, largest telco or something
They've consolidated a lot of other communications companies.
Right. That's all they've done is they've snapped up a bunch of smaller companies, and now that's their name, Consolidated Communications. That just sounds awful on
its
face.
So they're definitely living up to their mission statement.
Probably just a group of investors.
Either way, I thought that was worth it.
So reason or tenet number two here is he wants more privacy. Free speech cannot exist without privacy, and the U.S. government has been shown to be unworthy of guarding the privacy of its citizens.
Yep.
Only the latest revelation of many of Glenn Greenwald's book, No Place to Hide, reveals the U.S. government tampers with internet routers. It's so funny, because this is like, he's talking about this, from several years ago, and the revelations that have come out since are so many-fold, since 2014, but...
So he says, only the latest revelation of many, Glenn Greenwald's book No Place to Hide, reveals that the U.S. government tampers with internet routers during the manufacturing process to aid its spying programs. Is this the organization that we trust to take even more control of the internet? Should we believe that under net neutrality, the government will trust the telecoms to police themselves? The government will need to verify at a technical level whether the telecoms are treating data as they should. Don't be surprised if that means the government says it needs to be able to install its own hardware and software at critical points to monitor the internet traffic. Once installed, can we trust this government or any government to use that access in a benign manner? While privacy and freedom of speech may be foremost on your mind today because you like who is running the government right now, remember that government control tends to swing back and forth.
How do you feel about
the government having increased control of the internet when Republicans own the House and Senate and Jeb Bush is elected president all at the same time?
Surprise.
Please clap. Please clap.
That was like the best clip from the 2016 election, wasn't it? Was there anything that topped that?
I don't know.
That was hilarious.
I need to get a please clap t-shirt.
For listeners that don't know, that was what Jeb Bush said to a crowd of people after he was finished saying something in a speech, like in an applause line. He literally stopped, paused, and then said, please clap.
Please clap. So sad. Just like sadly looking in the audience, please clap.
And presumably they were Republicans who were sitting there, right? Like people who might have supported him, but it was unbelievable.
So, I mean, that one's real. I mean, I feel like he did a great job knocking that one out of the park.
Real concise.
That was the second tenet.
Okay.
You know, more privacy. Lastly, I want more freedom. And then he has a quote here from the Federalist Paper number 51. If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. This is from James Madison in the Federalist number 51. Many of us see the government as a benevolent and all-knowing parent with the best of interests of you and me, its children at heart.
Anybody who sees the government that way hasn't been paying attention ever.
He says, I see the U.S. government as a dangerous tyrant, influenced by large corporate interests seeking to control everyone and everything.
Yep.
Perhaps these diverging perspectives on the nature of the U.S. government are what account for a majority of the debate between proponents and opponents of net neutrality. If I believed the U.S. government was omniscient, had only good intentions, and that those intentions would never change, I would be in favor of net neutrality and more.
If there were any evidence for that, but there's no evidence for that whatsoever.
But it wasn't all that long ago that FDR was locking up U.S. citizens of Japanese ancestry in concentration camps, and Woodrow Wilson was outlawing political dissent. More recently, we've seen the U.S. government fight unjust wars, topple elected democracies, and we've seen it otherwise interfere in world affairs.
There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts on net neutrality, and I'll see if I can find what the latest is on that, because I know that they're supposed to be rolling it back, but, you know, it's government, so it's not like they're just going to sit down and do it. It's probably going to take a while, but there's more coming up here. We'll share, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.